did not understand anything. He saw that, oh, now I am thinking, I am realizing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath are one, same. Sometimes coming out and sometimes this. He came and fell down in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What I am seeing, Mahaprabhu blessed him and told that you have Krishna Bhakti. Then he became admirer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he saw. I always think that he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jagannath. And he is himself Krishna, but he wants to test the Radha more, so he is. Then younger brother and Madhavi Devi became so pleased that his brother has come in our place. And he became more than Madhavi Devi, because he was blood person. Then he became one person. Raramananda, Sautramodar and Sikhimaitik, three. And Madhavi Devi half. Why half? Why not?
I've heard because she's a woman, but
No. This is not fact.
Good.
This is the fact that half, because he has aspersed your power towards Jagannath. No? Not Shuddha Parthi Bhav. So he was counted in the half. But yet he has something, but not fully. Anandai? Now you should be satisfied. Don't question.
Madana is Krishna. So the bhava of Krishna is called Madana. Understand?
Did Gadadhar stay on in Puri long after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left? Gadadhara, he was worshipping Tota Gopinath. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, did Gadadhara stay?
Only 2 or 3 months.
Yes?
After that, yes? He left also, went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Tota Gopinath mein Gopinath ji ke saath do sakhiyan hai na, kaun kaun hai?
Lalita Kishan.
To Pujari aaj bola tha Radharani aur Lalita.
Lalita.
He thinking Krishna and Krishna and he became like Krishna. His self was not changed but his mood was changed. He at once became black and took the Bansi and began to sing.
Were Jagadananda Pandit?
Aaj ka hai? Kiske liye diya? Are kyun nahi hua?
महाराज एक बात बहुत जरूरी बात
बड़ी प्रेम से थी.
What was the relationship between Jagadananda Pandit and Gadadhara?
The relation was like Krishna and Shakyamuni.
Gadadhara and Jagadananda.
What?
Jagadananda
and Gadadhara Pandit.
Now their relation was like Rukmini and Saptabhama. Radha Pandit was like Rukmini. Saptabhama was like. Only talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. tribute to Sat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by reading Bhagavad.
Who did?
Pandit.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And he wanted to serve Krishna, Mahaprabhu, in different ways. By cooking, by getting prasadam, by
people from Delhi. You took that couple from Delhi. So in front of the Panda, the Babaji was there. You explained how this was Lalita and Radharani.
Who?
You.
You heard?
I heard.
Oh, very good.
But meaning is not clear. But then you said something about Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, Lalita and Vishaka, and then that lady asked, so is this Vishaka, Lalita Vishaka, or Radharani? I want to know how you explained your, what was your explanation of that point?
Mm-hmm. Because you want to call my, all these things.
No, no, I want to understand how can be Lalita Vishaka and Lalita Radharani at the same time. I want to know how excellently you explained that.
You are a very great player. Yeah?
If I was a great thief, I would understand what you had said. I'm a little thief.
No, you want to...
How did you give explanation of that point?
Black thief. So that you remember me. They will not come to me.
You want me to turn it off and then you can explain?
They'll still come to you.
Because we will never be able to explain like you can explain. So we will tell something and they will become confused and they will come to you to get proper explanation.
Very good. That will mean you have to come.
They will all come to you. I think you are afraid that more will come to you, not less will come to you.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, himself was covered with Radha. Covered by the body of him, and how of that. And this beauty of complex of then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Dwarka in Jagannath Mandir to think himself to be as he is in Kurukshetra. And when he comes to Chotagutila, he thinks himself that I am in. Because there is a canyon, right?
As Radharani thinks or as Krishna thinks?
Mixing. Krishna thinks by the mood of Radhika, because the whole mood is of Radhika. So this mood as of Radhika is but Mahaprabhu that I am in Vrindavan. Here is Keshi Ghat, here is that Bansi River, and here is Govardhan, here is Vrindavan, and here is the garden Vrinda. And he becomes conscious. When he looks at, I am in Vrindavan. At once Radha Bhav somewhat subsides. And Krishna Bhav perfectly comes. Then he thinks himself that I am Krishna. So he becomes Krishna. No? And Swarup Damodar and Gadadhar are there and Rayaram, not Rayaram, but perhaps Rayaram. So Gadadhar becomes Srimati Radhika and Kundalini and Sarup Damodar. They come such a little bit. And thinking Krishna, Radha and Lalita both, Radhakar and Tadanda both become like Krishna.
So those deities are manifestation of those personalities themselves.
And they become, the thinking and thinking Krishna, they become Krishna power. And mood also comes like Krishna. Then Lalita, that is Sarup Damodar, Lalita took the float of Krishna and she went to this is the
this is the inner
inner. But here also when Satan now dig up the
sand.
Gopinath in the form of Shiti came out.
In the form of Shiti?
Shiti.
Not standing.
That no, Babaji was saying.
Oh.
That there are so many things. There are so many books. That he came in Shiti. And Lalita and Vishakha also came out from sand.
At the same time.
In the same. And see there, established.
This must be one of many opinions, though. This must be only one opinion. Means that in the Chaitanya Chaitanya, our commentary.
Chaitanya Chaitanya, no commentary about this.
But it's sometimes.
Only it has been told there that only Gopinath was.
Yes.
No of Radhika. I think that later on, Swami Bhakti has done it. But the mood is the same.
So in all the different ideas, the mood is like this. It may have happened a little bit like this.
We think like so. It may be. Others are thinking in other ways.
Yes.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called us same life.
But we think that he sat down for the pleasure of Gadadhar-Pandit, isn't it?
When Gadadhar-Pandit was worshipping Toda Gopinath, were Lalita and Vishakha there, the other deities there?
Only that we don't find.
There's no authoritative reference.
But yet, we should believe that Radha and Krishna and Lalita are there. No confusion, nothing. Whether they are from original there or not. Then we should see that Lalita is going to be Radhika.
But sometimes you say that Lalita and Vishakha are with the Buddha.
Lalita and Vishakha
can be both. There is no fault in thinking either one. The other day, you said that you knew something about this Mukunda, who is Vrinda Devi. Because I asked you, does Vrinda Devi play any part?
I told that I will tell you to in Mathura, I will see the list.
I checked it in my list, I have some of the persons of Guru Vaishnava, and he said this Shrikanda Mukunda.
Absolutely, but I have not known.
I just wanted to know if Vrinda Devi played any role in Mahaprabhu.
I knew after doing concrete work. Why you should not see that Vrinda Devi is always in Vrindavan? And we should
But if Mahaprabhu
is you, we don't know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Buddha. Who was Buddha to you?
I was just wondering if she played any role in his casting, or she had no reason
to do bhajan. Okay.
Yeah, at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it tells the Shikshastakam prayers.
This is great.
Did Mahaprabhu write those prayers at the end of his life here, or were they written earlier?
What?
When did he write those prayers? At what
when
point
did he give prayer?
When did he compose the Shikshastakam
Mahaprabhu? Jaimata Mahaprabhu Vaishya Nilachari, 28th, last 20th. Jaimata Vaishya Nilachari. Arhani, you are Krishna Deha Dihwala. Swami Paramananda gave two information. Rapti Dineros, deep, slow, ashwadha. Nanabha Uthe Prabhu Harsuto Kura Ro Dhanyat Ved Arti Utkantha Sambhu Sev Sev Bhave Nije Slok Kariya Sloker Artha Svadaya Di Dip Dui Gambhila Kano Din Kano Bhave Slok Kata Sev Slok Asa Dike Rati Jaya. He used to compose so many sloks. Also, Sarvatamada and Raghamananda, and they used to explain each other. Harsya Prabhu Kahanu Sunar Ramraya, Nam Sankirtan Kalau Paramurta. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Sarupa Ramraya, both Sarvatamada and Raghamananda, that in Kali Yuga, Nam Sankirtan is the best sadhana. Best sadhana. Sankirtan Yajna Karau Krishna Aradhan Saita Sumedha Baya Sri Krishna Karau. Those who will do Kirtan, they will have surely Krishna feet. Because in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has told that Jagai Sankirtan prayas Vijanti, he is Sumedhata. Those who are certainly so intellectual, they should do Jagya. And that Jagya is Nam Sankirtan Jagya. And that should be done Sang, Anga, Sanga, Upanga, Astra, Parsha. Sang mani Nityananda Prabhu, Sanga, Upanga mani Advaitacharya, Astra means Nam Sankirtan, Parthapan mani all kinds of Parthapan, Tad Namodara, Ramananda Gadadhar Pandit, and all of us. And after that, now it is in the guidance of them, we should do it. So, in Kali Yuga, it has been decided that Nam Sankirtan is Yuga Bharat. Nam Sankirtan hai Sarvarnathanasab Subhodaya Krishna Premier. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu composed a slope and slope. And Rupa Goswami wrote it, and all the slope was given in Satyavar. So in last days, in Puri, in Gambhira, these slopes were chanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of Raghamananda and Sarupa.
See?
is acting like a madman. Please inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. Those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in material and the material world. Tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Prabhu, who has also become a madman in ecstatic love.
Well,
did
we
read in Bengali?
Yes.
The first in Bengali.
You can see it in Bengali there.
No, no. You should see here.
Yes.
He is telling that in market rice is full, but no one is willing to
buy it.
Buy. Dear, who are not willing to buy, and what is rice? What is it?
Material things representing material pleasures.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought rice to sell. But now everyone has that thing and they have collected so much that they don't want to take more. Then what is the meaning? Rice?
Please inform him that in the marketplace rice is no longer in demand.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought it from Guru Vrindavan, that rice. But now it is not in demand in market. What is the meaning?
People aren't interested.
In abundance, it has been.
So much of it, because they have so much already.
That it has been given so much. Those who were requiring, their requirement is good. So they don't want because they have that rice. If a man has collected so much rice, why he will collect more? So they are wanting is good. So in market no want of rice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought Krishna praying from Golok Vrindavan. What praying? What? Praja praying. What is the meaning of Praja praying?
Following in the mood of the residents of Praja.
And in speech, in what? Whom it is best.
Yogi praying.
And that praying, and all other praying have been given in all views. But only that thing was not good. But
Gopi friend.
So dear Gopi friend is rice. Understand? Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bought and he has given to wholesale dealers. Those are wholesale dealers?
The devotees?
Rayaramananda, Sultanamoda, Jitananda Prabhu, Advaita Chah, Paramananda Puri. These are wholesale. And they are in Delhi. Delhi means main center. And the dealers, wholesale dealers in Bombay, in Calcutta, in other places, also wholesale dealers. They are in Vrindavan, the wholesale dealers is 6 Gosvamis, 6 Gosvamis. In Navadvip, Advaita Acharya, Sivat Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, and Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. In Puri, Saldamodar, Raya Ramananda, all are prayers. And they are selling to others. And they are big merchants. Who are Mukunda, Murari, and all other. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das, they are also
from them.
They are
receiving them from them and they are also selling.
And from them, in other shops, in so many countries, so many big merchants and some less, and other. Samananda Prabhu Rara,
Narottam Thakur, Srinivasa Chakravarti.
And there are so several, they are merchants. Then very little classes of shopkeepers, big shopkeepers, and then
small ones,
and from then all a small, and from a small all classes of person coming from various parts and things. Now the full thing, whole market is full.
Everything is, rice is everywhere.
Rice is coming, but not selling. What will be? All the bodies there. And rate will be?
We know.
No.
So low. So merchants should not sell in the low price. समझ रहे हैं कि नहीं समझ रहे
हैं?
So you should not sell at such a low rate.
So now all requirement has been fulfilled. So price and sent it to move Kerala.
The original place from which it came.
Everyone cannot escape. They don't know what is right. Here it is written. What it is?
Yes, it says, who is mad with ecstatic love and not interested in the material world.
What is it?
It doesn't, it's not clear, it's hidden. It's locked. It's clear.
Everyone cannot understand. It means that the rice is that dessert. What do you think? And now, anyone is not wanting that, but the real meaning is not.
In a meaning is concealed.
Atolo Dab Magalanga. Atolo Dab Magalanga. Atolo Dab Magalanga.
That's an point. In the end of Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it says that Krishna Das Kaviraj says, I am just giving a little, and in future, more elaborate explanation of Mahaprabhu's pastimes will be given by Vyasadeva. What is the meaning of this?
The meaning is this, what you are understanding. What meaning you are not understanding? What word is there that you are not understanding?
How will it come that there will be more and more and more revealed?
You are not understanding. You being
well,
so much far away from India and you are coming, she is coming and all others are coming. Hundreds and hundreds of foreign and also.
Yes, yes.
It was not so much preaching in India also at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, everywhere, in every city, every place, you can see.
So it doesn't mean that more pastimes will be told. It means that more people will hear them. That's it.
He said by Vyasadeva.
Yes, he said that Vyasadeva will tell more pastimes.
Who?
In the book it says.
And if Vyas will come and write. So many Vyas.
So like
Vishwana Chakravarti has, Thakur has written. Akurno Thakur has spoken so many things.
Yes.
We are writing so many things. And after that,
more and more will come.
You can write.
So they're all considered Vyas.
Your husband can write.
But we cannot add anything. We can only repeat.
We are adding.
You can add.
Ask you? Who lifted up Govardhan Hill?
Who lifted the?
Govardhan Hill.
Srimati Radhika. Because she is like a Shakti in Krishna body. And Krishna lifted it by his own power. Power is Srimati Radhika. She is not looking outwardly, but she is in Krishna body. And she has lifted. But for ordinary persons, they see that Krishna has lifted. To some extent it is right, but to very deep, if you think, then we will think, see that Radhika lifted this.
It seems that Radharani is doing all things, but Krishna is taking the credit for it.
Krishna may have some mood of praise, but anyone can praise him. This is not correct, but yet it seems that Radhika don't want any praise. He does everything hidden behind. And she thinks that everyone should know that Krishna is doing everything, I am not doing. But behind she is doing it. Why she does man? To please Krishna. What she does for Krishna? And Krishna, what does for happiness of man? When we reach there, then we can realize all this. We are in path, but now we are in lower steps. But when we will be upper steps, then we can realize all this.